somebody. Come on, give him a shout of praise, somebody. If kingdom has really come, one of the signs is joy. They are not putting knife on your neck. You are looking like somebody that wants to die. Some of you make Christianity very dull. As if when they now bring the knife, what will happen? Can I see some joyful people in the house? If your neighbor is not joyful, bundle him. Bundle him. He doesn't carry kingdom. Look at them. Amen. Those days they used to tell us, some people carry a mountain on their head and be smiling and be walking. You carry a small broom as if you will die. Will you loosen up now? Give him a loud shout and a leap of joy. A leap of joy. Uh-huh. What is that woman doing on the work? What are you doing there? You are not here. Stand up. Stand up. Amen. Listen. Jesus said to them, if you do things when the grass is green, there's a scripture like that. What will happen when it's dry? If you have no joy now, what will happen then? No persecution, no trouble. Your face is still very hard. And your trouble is naira and kobo. Little matters. What God is offering us, it is not dependent on anything. He said the kingdom of God is of righteousness. Of what again? Peace and what? You can't buy it. If you have it, you have it. Your face is always moody. Every time I look at you, I feel like I don't want to be a Christian. Let people look at you and begin to wonder, how come this person is joyful like this? What is the hope you have? Let me tell you the truth. It's still the matter of teaching, mindset, behavior. Hallelujah. I told you a story. I was excited in one service. Very excited. It was hyper. And the lady came and met me. Pastor, please give me 1 million naira. Please. I will return it back. And that was in Gombe. That day, I don't think I had up to 5,000 in my account. But for her, what can make you this joyful? Bishop, you are smiling now. Don't care. See, those load you came with from your office, drop it. We are beyond that. Lift your two hands, somebody. I am not of this world. I am of God's kingdom. And God's kingdom is not dependent on this world. He can't decide where I have joy. He can't decide my joy. Is somebody talking to God? Is somebody I am not of this world. No. I am not of this world. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just want to talk to us. That's why people like Stephen could die like that. They knew they were not of where. I'm not joking. And it's not in the Bible it's taught to. There were some, they were thrown to lions. We didn't read that one in the Bible. It happened. And they were smiling. Some, they were put on stakes and they were burnt. That's where that song came from. I bear allegiance to the Lamb. It was such things. Is somebody hearing me? If your Christianity is not strong enough for you to give your life for Jesus, forget it. But he comes with teachings. We have a place beyond this place. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? No, I want to enjoy this one first. Let that hope be alive. Somebody's getting fresh fire of joy. Just a minute before you sit down. John chapter 6 in verse 65. Actually, he told them something. And many of them started going back. There were certain things he was telling them about the kingdom that they couldn't bear. And they began to go back. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come to me except it were given to him by who? By my Father. Are you reading with me at all? From that time, how many?
Many of his disciples did what? They went back. And they did what, church? And they walked no more with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, will you not also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word, the words of eternal life. And we believe. And we are sure.
Hallelujah.
We what? We believe and we are sure that what? You are the Son of the living God. That is a doctrine. Because in the doctrine, you come to discover that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Are you hearing me? Jesus Christ is who? What I'm teaching like this looks very ordinary. And that's why many will not stand. These basic principles of Christ being the Son of God. Because if Islam confronts you, what they will confront is Jesus, the Son of God. But I'm there shouting the yes. He's looking at yes. You see, that yes can be yes when there's no God on your head. They don't have a problem that he is a prophet. What is their problem? That we call him who? The Son of God. You can easily tell them, he's a prophet. He's a prophet. He's a prophet. But can you be bold with gun in your head and say, he's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. That's what Peter did there. But do you know why he did it? He had revelations. He had what? He had revelation of the Christ. Jesus said, who do men say I am? He said, you are the who? You are the Christ. Well done. You are the Christ. The who? The son of the living God. Listen, church. I'm taking my time to do this. Maybe sit down. Sit down. I want to leave my notes. Listen. You are the Son of who? Of the living God. We're looking at kingdom addiction. You are the Son of the living God. There was a revelation that came in Matthew 16. I want you to have time and study the life of Peter. Peter was different from other disciples. Let's look at Matthew 26. Let me show you something in Matthew 26. Whether the faith was not strong, and then later he had issues, but that's not my concern yet. But there was something Peter experienced about the Christ and made him a rugged follower of the Christ. In Matthew 26 and in verse verse 31, Matthew 26:31. It was the night before Jesus died. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be what? You shall be offended because of me this night. I hope you know that there are so many offense going on even now in the end time. Yes. Offense will come more. They can decide not to give you an appointment because you are a Christian. So we see some people bearing Muslim names just to be sure that they get the appointment. He said, many will be offended because of me when? This night. For it is written, I will smite who? The shepherd. And the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will what? I will go before you to Galilee. Now see Peter. I love Peter. Something was burning in him. Even though the thing had not become very strong, but it was sincere. It was real. And I'm praying that even if your own is not strong yet, may you have that kind of panting inside of you. That sincere panting for God, for his kingdom. Peter answered. You know when Christ said, when they smite me, all of you will scatter. Everybody agreed. Of course, if they have smite you, why should we remain? But Peter answered. Though all men, how many? All men shall be what? Offended because of thee. Yet will I, how many? I will never be offended. If you go to the next verse, Jesus told him how he was going to deny him. Go to the next verse. Still go. I'm going somewhere. 35. Still go ahead. Peter again. Somebody say Peter again. Peter still spoke again. Listen. I know he fell. But there was something burning in the heart of who? Of Peter. And I can prove it to you. Give me that scripture, please. Peter said to him, though I should what? Let me tell you, of all the apostles, it was only Peter that was crucified. And his own crucifixion, he told them, please, turn me upside down. Do you know how to die upside down? Do you know how to be bleeding from your nose and your mouth? That man meant what he was saying, but he didn't understand the gravity of his flesh. Are you hearing me? He didn't understand that till Christ died, nothing will empower the flesh yet. That he didn't understand, but the sincerity of his heart. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Let's come to a point that we can even get that burning desire of Peter for God. Let me have that scripture. Peter said, though I should die with you, he meant it. When Jesus resurrected, how many of you know that when Jesus was speaking to Peter, he said, do you love me more than this? Peter said, I do. Was it true or not? It was the truth. Jesus asked him a second time. The third time, Peter got angry. You know why I was angry? I mean what I'm saying. But Jesus Christ made him answer it three times to nullify the three times he denied him. You're not here. You're not here. He had to clean it up as if he didn't exist. He denied him three times. He affirmed his love how many times? Three times. And by that third time, listen, church, by that third time, when he said, I love you, the next thing Jesus started telling him is that the time is coming. They will carry you to where you don't want to go. And the Bible said he was telling him how he was going to die. You know, it's good to follow God and he didn't tell you the trouble ahead. Oh, you are not hearing me at all. Eh? You are following God. God said, no, you, and he didn't show you all the troubles. But for Peter, Jesus showed him, you are going to die a terrible death. And your death will glorify me. Let me give you the scripture. John 21. Let's see it. Let's see it. John 21. I don't know. I sat there and I just got a leading to talk about Peter. And I will still press into Acts and show you Peter. Peter. No. Forget that they say Paul came and took over him, but Peter loved Jesus. Let's see John 21. Just help me. Oh, sorry. Is that John 21? Yes. The last portion of John 21 while he was talking to Peter. Are you there now? That's 20. Okay. Verse 17. I want to ask you, do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Because as we go into this next phase of this walk, we'll be confronted. And it's only love that will make us stand. Are you hearing me? There are houses you go and preach, they will pour you water. And Jesus will expect you to still love the person. Because of him. Can I have that scripture? He said unto him, the what? The third time. Simon, son of Jonah, lovest how? Thou me. Peter was grieved. Peter was what? Do you understand? What he was saying was that, Master, do you still doubt me? Because it was coming from where, church? Where was it coming from? See, many of us don't love God. I'm not joking. We don't love. See, there are little tests that will show you don't love God at all. Little tests. Very little. Very tiny. And let me tell you the truth. God will test your love again and how and again and how. And a time will come, you say, feed my flock. Feed my flock means you are permitted to do ministry now. I give you license to do ministry now. Do you love me? A lot of people miss the opportunity to prove love because they were looking for fame. They were looking for fame. They were looking for certain things. Now look at the next verse. That's my interest. The next verse. Verily, I say unto you, when you were young, thou did what? Thou girdest thyself. And you walked whither thou, anywhere you wanted to. What he's saying is that when you become, because what I'm treating is addiction. When you become addicted, you don't have control over yourself.
Before addiction came, you can decide when to wake up. You can decide when to preach. You can decide where to go to. He said, you did that before. But because you have claimed to love me, I'm about to inject you with love that will control your life. And many will think you are crazy. Addiction is like wine that has gone to the highest part of your life. It controls you. You do things that are not normal. Are you here at all? Look at that scripture. I assure you, when you were young, you would tie your belt, walk wherever you wanted. When a man is addicted, listen to me. Have you ever met a drug addict before? Huh? It doesn't matter what the doctor have told them. You are not hearing me. Are you hearing me at all? There were reports that this cocaine will destroy you. But I'm not joking. They have no control over it. When that urge comes for cocaine, they will not remember any medical report. If they have not put the syringe in their hand, they will not be calm. It will look like madness. When they're in that state, and they have a gold wristwatch, and you are holding the cocaine, they can give you for it. Take anything, but give me that little shot. Give. Then we beg, then we cry, then we scream. Hear me, church, until we are like that with Jesus. We have not started. When you were young, you could go anywhere you like. You can decide, today, I'm going to buy wrapper. I'm going to buy shoe. That thing dies when addiction comes. You don't own your money. You don't own your time. Are you here at all? And when I finish youth service, I'm going to Ogun State. You have not become addicted yet. It's not about you. It's something that controls your life now. It's the love of God. That, you know, this is the youth stage. All of us wear anything we like. Not a lover. Not a lover. I can't do without nails. I can't do without... Not a lover. This woman has emptied her box before of expensive clothes because the kingdom wanted it. Yes, I'm not talking of small money. Plenty. Kingdom wanted it. When you were young, you can wear your belt and say, I'm going anywhere. But check the scripture. But when you grow old, that is, you have come to a place of growth in me. You have matured in me. You will stretch out what? Your hand. And what will happen? And someone else will what? Will tie you. And they will carry you where? Excuse me, sir. Who stretched the hand? Who stretched the hand? No, read your Bible. It was him that stretched his hand. Even though he didn't want it, he still stretched his hand. That's what love does. It can be costly. It can be painful. But yet, you still submit to love. He said you will stretch your hand and someone else will carry you where you don't want to what? Where you don't want to go. Look at the next scripture. He said he was talking about his death. He said this to signify what, church? By what kind of death he would what? Glorify the Lord. After saying this, what did he tell him? Follow me. Don't follow me forever. Give me back. What? Don't rush me. Amen. Rush. Give me back. Look at that. Follow me. Follow me. That will be the description of Peter till he goes to heaven. What is the description? Follow me! It was the last statement he gave to Peter. Follow me! And let's see how he followed. Acts chapter 4, everybody. Let's see. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Acts 4, verse 12. Acts 4, verse 12. Let's read and look at certain things. This is Peter. This is Peter. Acts 4, 12. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people by which you will be saved. when they observed who, church, when they observed who, the boldness of Peter and John, and realized that they were what, church? Uneducated. Something was whining in them, and they were untrained men. They were amazed and knew what they had been with. Jesus has gone, but Peter was still following who? Jesus. That statement was still ringing. What, follow me? And what was fueling the followership? Somebody say passion. Somebody say love. Somebody say addiction. You're not saying it, may say passion. Say love. Say addiction. Something was controlling the followership. So that after Christ had gone, people say he's still following Christ. Look at him. He looks like Christ. There was still a dangerous followership. Not the type you follow when Pastor Oka is around. No, sir. What I'm teaching will be burning inside here. It is not regulated by my presence. Are you hearing me? It is burning from where? From inside. Look at the next verse. Help me. Verse 14, please. And beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. In verse 15, but when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, that is those that were persecuting them, saying, what shall we do? A great sign has been done. Go to the next verse because of time. We can't deny it. But that, everybody watch now, but that what? Spread no further among the people. Let us do what, church? Let us gently threaten them, Peter and John, that they speak henceforth to who? No man in this name. Continue verse 18. And they called them and commanded them not to do what, church? Not to speak at all, nor teach now in the name of Jesus. Someone say addiction. Peter again and John answered them. Me, I know it's only Peter that spoke. He answered them, whether it is what? Is it right in the sight of God for us to listen to you? Do you know who they're talking to? They were talking to, it was like a government. It's like Benue State government threatening us not to preach, telling us to lock our churches. Yeah, you are not here at all. Do you know that many churches will reply, not Peter, not the one that addiction has taken over. Tell me, governor, should I obey you or obey God? That was not common sense. That was not normal face. Something was burning in his heart. And I have a cry this night. May God put addiction in your spirit. You think a drug addict will have face of the governor? You can't take your drug for where? I die here. I die. We die here together. Let's continue. Verse 20. For we are what, church? See, he said, this thing is not me. Praise God. Praise God. Have you seen a train that doesn't have brake? He said, we can't stop this train. This train is fueled by something beyond it. It's not me. There was a command I heard from Jesus, follow me. And that command said, I will be his witness. I will preach. He said, we cannot. We are unable. He said, listen, even if we want to stop, how many of you know a drug addict can't stop the urge? Even if he wants to try to control yourself, he can't. Both faces can't do what I'm teaching. There is an injection of addiction that must enter your spirit. God will pump it in your heart. We are not able. Give me my scripture. We are unable. Have you heard Jeremiah? It was like fire burning where? In my mouth. I even say I won't speak. But the more I try to close my mouth, the more is coming out. Somebody hear me. You are few here, but I thank God that you are few. The fire will come more and massively in your spirit. A restlessness for God. A passion that no devil can stop. Something burning in your heart. I didn't become like this yesterday. I've been like this over 20 something years. And I know the next 30 years Jesus starts to come, this fire won't go down once. It's something that burns in your heart. I told you the story of I was in the bus one day and the Lord took me in a trance. He was in order to test if I loved him. And then suddenly I saw people lined up. And they were asking them to deny Jesus or they'll be slaughtered.
One by one, I was in that line. Bam, bam, it got to my tongue. They said, deny him now, or we kill you. And I said, I can't deny him. The knife slashed my throat. Somebody hear me what I'm saying? And in the bus, I screamed. What was it? What was that? It was too real. And I heard the Lord say, yes. Now I know you love me. I can't. Am I teaching something higher than you? If you don't know him now, when will you know him? Can I have that scripture? For we are unable to stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. Verse 21. After threatening them, they released them. They found nowhere to punish them because the people were all giving glory to God for what they have done. And in verse 22, for the man was over 40 years old. Is that the last verse there? The man was over 40 years old that had been healed. They had capacity to resist threats. Let's go to Acts 5 very quickly. The same Peter in verse 18. Acts 5 and in verse 18. The same Peter. The same Peter. Somebody's about to catch fresh fire of love. Fresh kingdom fire. Fresh kingdom fire. Zalande Katash. Acts 5, 18. Just give me that scripture. There's something I wanted to add to that. Shande. Alright. Acts 5:18. Are you there now? So they did to a church? Talk to me. So they did what? When last did you hear teaching like this in churches? Praise God. That you can be arrested. You can be what? You can be arrested. They arrested them. Let's go quickly. And they put them where? Church? In the city jail. But an angel of the Lord did what? Opened the doors of the jail during the night and brought them out. And see what he said to them. Go and hide yourself. Oh, are you here at all? Go and hide. They didn't want to arrest you a second time. I've delivered you first. Go and hide. I don't want them to catch you now. Save yourself. Run to another city. Kingdom addiction. Little trouble. You will stop preaching. Not that they arrested you. You were going about. Headache started worrying you. I'm going to go again. This headache is too much. They never put you for your hand and leg. If God is God, how would they even chain me? You are joking. He wants to know if you love him. They will chain you. They will persecute you. That you don't like this kind of preaching. Which one do you like? Moe preaching. Preaching that will not take you anywhere. Give me the scripture. Go and stand where? In the temple complex. And tell the people all about this life. In obedience to this, they entered, that is, they came out of prison and went back to where again, church? They went back to the temple. That is, where did we stop, sir? We are back. May some fire enter your spirit. May some ruggedity enter your spirit. Where did we stop self? Listen. At daybreak, I began to teach. When the high priest and those who were with him arrived, they called the Sanhedrin. That is the full Senate. I'm telling you, it's government. This is government fighting them. The full Senate of the sons of Israel. And sent others to jail to have them. They wanted to now bring them and deal with them. But when the temple police got there, they did not find them in the jail. So they returned and they reported. Quickly, please. We found the jail securely locked with the guards standing in front of the doors. But when we opened them, we found how many? No one inside. As the captain of the temple police and the chief priests heard these things, they were baffled about them as to what could come of this. And in verse 25, quickly, young man, you're helping me. Someone came and reported to them, look, the men you put in jail, they are where? They are standing in the temple complex and they are still teaching. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, every iota of fear, you die right now. Now let me show you something. Look at me.
The Bible says perfect love casteth out fear. That's the ruggedity. When you are addicted to God, you don't have fear. No fear. How can you be locked in prison? You escaped. You went back to what took you there. Somebody said addiction. It was something burning inside of them. Give me that scripture quickly. Because they were afraid of the people. Now, at this point, the police people became afraid. About 27. When they had brought them in, they had them stand before the Sanhedrin, and the high priest asked, "Didn't we strictly order you?" This is in chapter 4. "Didn't we order you not to teach in this name? Look at how you have filled Jerusalem with your teachings. And you want to bring the man's blood on our head." Verse 29. But Peter replied again. Somebody say Peter. Ayaka. That thing in Peter, let it enter us. Have you watched Peter? Peter replied again. "We must up." This, you know, the first time it was a question he asked them. Which one is correct? Should we obey God or man? They didn't answer him. He now told them, look at it. "We must obey God rather than man." Something was burning in that man's heart. Go to verse 41. They flogged them. Listen, they flogged them either in verse 40 or so. Can I have 41? They flogged them. And the Bible says they rejoiced. Where is that scripture? Is that scripture? "Then they went out from the presence of the surrendering." What? That they were. Can we have the scripture before that one? Cry. These days is when we have money, we rejoice. These ones were rejoicing when they were beaten. It's not the same gospel we have received, Abeg. It's not the same. After they what? After they called in. Give me King James, please. After they called in the apostles and had them what, church? Flogged. And to him they agreed. And when they had called, you know my problem? We go to an extreme. When Peter was there like this and they wanted to flog him, he would do his hand like this. "Let that king stand still." You know my problem? You see, there is a place where God tests your love. And he will not deliver you. People don't like this teaching. You don't like this one. He will not. See, I'm not joking. There is another place where Herod will still catch Peter. What did God do to Herod? He killed him. But there's a place where God will allow them to flog them. Let me see if they really love me. So there are times that there are things you'll be believing God for. You are going out, and those things are not coming immediately. He's testing what? Your love. You can sit down now and say, "If God doesn't do it, I'm not going again." He has 4,000 that have not bowed to Baal. And he will replace you in seconds. "I won't do it again. If I don't get my husband now, I won't do it again." Okay. He will replace you. So, they didn't exercise power. I hope you know they have power. They didn't exercise power to say, "We hang their hand there. Become crippled there. You are blind there." There are times when they must flog your bum bum, beat you very well. And then you are smiling in the midst of the beating. And Jehovah is happy. Jehovah is smiling at the devil. He's like, "Have you seen my son standing? I told you. There's nothing." I'm speaking to somebody. Your life will make God proud in this season. You will let God know that it is him or nothing. You will let God know that you are crazy about his kingdom. As I prophesy right now, let 5 of you, 10 of you, receive that same mantle of addiction. That mantle of addiction to God. When you enter this level I'm teaching, there's nothing you can't give up for God. Once, please sit down. Once is coming in between you and God, you can easily do what? Give it up. If I show you my picture when you're older than me. But I saw the picture recently. You see the hairstyle that I bowed. And the shirt had patches all over. Torn here and there. Nagi like this. If not guy, I like guy. But as you grow in the Lord, somebody may see you and misunderstand that you are a Christian. Know that it's wrong. But I will never give somebody a wrong impression of Jesus. You're not here at all.
So even if that thing is my life, what do I do with it? I put it down. I don't hear me. If eating meat will make my brother fall, I cease to eat meat anymore. I don't hear me at all. It's a passion that comes because you are addicted to God's kingdom. Can I have the next verse of that scripture? And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. Verse 41. And they departed from where? Church. From the presence of the council. Doing what? Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer. I pray that something will touch you today. Write this down quickly. Four things. Number one, addiction is being crazy about God. Write it this way: shamelessly crazy about God. Shamelessly crazy about God. Oh, my time is gone. And I wanted to start to teach now. All right, it's well. Can you allow me 5 minutes to say something? I'm permitted? All right. See, shamelessly crazy about God. Shamelessly. You have no apology of your madness. Number two is to be jealous about God's kingdom. A holy jealousy. You can't be where the name of the Lord is mocked and you are quiet. Something in you keep rising in defense. Say no. No. Say Jesus is nothing. You can't say it in my presence. No. Do you fight for God? Shut up. If they abuse your mother, you react. They abuse your father, if they abuse Jesus, you say God will fight for himself. Stop that rubbish. They are talking nonsense. They are bringing down the name of the Lord. The scriptures have been distorted, and you are sitting there and watching. No, sir. Don't forget that he gave you his voice and gave you his hand. He's not speaking anymore on the earth. It is you and I that speaks. A jealousy for the integrity of God's kingdom. A jealousy to preserve scriptures. That's why Jude, look at Jude, everybody, verse 3. Jude said we should contend for the faith that was once delivered. We contend because we can't contend without this kind of addiction. It's a fight. The word contend is a fight. Can I have Jude verse 3? It's just one chapter. Jude 3, 4. Yes, from 3. Jude, are you there quickly? Jude, give me that scripture. Give me that scripture quickly, please. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should what? Earnestly do what? Contend. For what, church? For the faith. The word faith there is doctrine. It's the same word doctrine. For the teachings. For the faith which was once delivered unto who? Unto the saints. Why? Verse 4. So many people, for there are certain men. Are you watching? There are certain men that has what, church? They have crept out. They crept in, who were before of old ordained unto what? Condemnation. Ungodly men turning what, church? The grace of our God into what? Lasciviousness. That is, they sit down and they tell you you can be born again and still fornicate. It doesn't spoil your salvation. You don't hear that kind of word and keep quiet. You rebuke the devil in that devil. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Somebody say a jealousy that is the capacity to contend jealously for our faith. What is addiction? It is to be sold out for God. You have nothing, you are keeping back again. Everything. You are sold out. You are sold out. You don't have a plan B for your life. You live for him. That's why Paul said to live is Christ and to die is what? Again. You are totally sold out. You have no alternative to him. There is no plan B. There is no plan B. What is addiction? a restlessness that burns and burns until God's kingdom is established. That is addiction. A restlessness that keeps you burning till God's agenda, God's will is done. That's the kind of thing that makes you say, I will not be here and see any unbeliever still walking the streets. Let me tell you the truth, eh? Let me tell you the truth. When you go to preach and the person didn't get saved, it should increase your burden. It should drive you to the closet and say, Lord, no. This soul is something that burns you. I'm not talking of mechanized assignment of preaching. I'm talking of you becoming responsible and saying, Lord, not under my watch should men go to hell. You're not hearing what I'm talking about. Not under my watch. That's the pressure. I told you this. I was talking on my birthday that there are some people that think we are foolish. And some people say we are following them too much. And you know, Paul said, please bear with our what? How many of you heard that scripture? I quoted. Bear with our foolishness. It's not our matter. There is a mandate of fire on our head. And that mandate said, we have a godly jealousy to present people as what? Virgins unto the Christ. So we're not following you to get cover from you. We're not following you to make up the number of this church. You have been here. We have overflow downstairs. That one person too didn't come. Would you have known? But that one person is important to God. And so we chase the person with all we have. I don't know how much I spend on recharge card. It can't be counted. I can spend 1,000 talking to a soul. I don't remember. Somebody say jealousy. Somebody say restlessness. I'm not hearing you say restlessness. A restlessness that God's matter must be settled. A passion. Listen, a passion. What is addiction? It's a passion that has sacrifice as the cost. Write it that way. You won't read it anywhere. I know what I'm telling you. It's a what? A passion that has what? Sacrifice as the what? Cost. That is, to love you, I pay a price. That's addiction. To love you, I do what? I pay a price. There are some love we do without paying any price. But when it's addiction, there's a what? There's a price. That's why I told you, the boy can lose his gold wristwatch. Check all the men that died before their time. It was addiction that killed them. Yes. They said, relax, relax. They said, people are dying. Every addicted kingdom pursuer will pay a price. It will cost them. But the glory that waits for them, you can't quantify. He said he will glorify Jesus by the way he will die. Write one more down. What does it mean to be addicted? When what moves God moves you. Don't forget any other one I said. This one is important. Don't forget this one. When what moves God does what? Moves you. You're addicted. What moves God is moving you. What moves God is moving you. Let me tell you. Anytime you see me angry with you in the church that you are doing something wrong, I'm not joking. The first place I get the signal is from heaven. Anytime you see me look at anybody and I begin to do like this, heaven first looked. Because most times I don't know. God will just stop and say, see how that person is behaving. It's like transferring how his heart is beating to my heart. Amen. And I've heard some people say that pastor disturbs them too much. If you know me, you should know there's nothing. It's just how heaven is feeling about your life.
Alright.
One day they told Apostle Paul, if you go to that place, they will change your hand. Who was speaking to him? It was a prophecy. Paul said, you are breaking my heart. You are what? You mean it's only change that will change me? Oh. It's in the Bible now. You seen it? Something, Agabus? Yes, they will change you. He said, you are breaking my heart. What is changing? I want to die. Which gospel did this man hear? When our own is filled with just possession. Possession. Possession is not bad. Prosperity is not bad. But how come it has overcome everything? May I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread. And the Bible said the apostles rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer. Do we remove that part from the Bible? You are breaking my heart. Look at it. Okay, that's the scripture there. Acts 21:13. Then they answered, "What mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but I want to die where? At Jerusalem. I want to die." Can you imagine? I want to die. Today is Muslims doing like this. Christians don't do this anymore. They post you to Zamfara State, you repost yourself out. You go to Lagos, you go to Abuja to work in Attorney General's office. We will pray for ourselves, but we will pray for the body of Christ. This kind of fervency is not there. It's not there. We compromise our simple things. And yet the major matter has not come yet. It has not come. When that man of that prophet died, everybody, there were some people, they were crying. Ask them why they were crying. So the woman, the man, he didn't give me rice. He didn't give me rice. That's the only thing they remembered. He didn't give me rice. It's not bad. But what Jesus came to offer is more than rice. It's more than rice. And the church has been reduced to rice and bread. Yes.
Yes.
And that's why we have weak, very weak Christians. Very weak. They can give bribe. They can corrupt. They can compromise. Hardly do you see out of 20 marriages that you see maybe 5 that didn't have sex before marriage. I'm not joking. Oh, 5 is too long. It's too much, but hardly. It's sad. Tomorrow I'll teach on the disciple, the sanctified disciple tomorrow. It's hard. It was those days that when you tell lies, what happens to you? You drop dead. You know why they can lie to a pastor and nothing will happen? Because even pastor too has his own one. So everybody can lie to each other. I was in a, I won't call the church, sorry. And the people were trying to serve me, they serve me. After serving me, I said, Kai, I must bless these people. How long have you been married? 3 years. No child. Why? In the name of Jesus. God said, don't touch him. Ask them. They lied before the church that they didn't have sex. They had sex before marriage. The problem with God is not that you did it too. It's that you even added lies on top. The church asked them, I hope the two of you have not slept together. And they say, God closed the woman's womb. So when they opened up and confessed, I called my friend, the pastor. This is what happened. He now gave them suspension. The suspension was for them to sit at the back, clean the church. 1 month suspension. 1 month. Second week, she got pregnant. You didn't hear what I'm telling you. Twins. But when you see jaka-jaka everywhere, I heard one, they got pregnant in this town. They got pregnant. The church said, what is this? They moved to another church. And that one was looking for members. Come inside. They even joined them immediately with the pregnancy. Gave them seats. Why will you see power? When we compromise in little matters and life and death is not involved, we still compromise. You're in an office, you change figures, you change your age just to get appointment. Why am I talking to you like this? Because you are a catalyst. And we are, see, listen, I thank God for one thing. There is nobody that comes to this church who knows that we don't joke with truth. I'm not joking. I have heard it from pastors. And I'm saying this, if tomorrow God says move to Abuja or move to Port Harcourt or move to somewhere, that truth will not die in this place. It's a stand. You will never compromise this truth. We are not sent to everybody.
The ones that we catch it, we see help others. Let's stand for the truth. And you know, that's why, that's the beauty of this kind of place. If you do bad things, we will know. See, let me tell you, we may not know like film like this, so see you in the act. Something will be ringing in our heart. If you ask anybody, there's no need to ask, but if you ask people that are confronted in this church, they didn't tell me. I will just have a feeling that something is wrong with you. Praise God. By the time I do, chim, chim, chim. Yes, daddy. You know why? We have laid a foundation. This is not my teaching for today. Let's leave it. Somebody is catching restlessness now. Daddy, you say 5 minutes. Only this girl telling me amen. All of you stand up. I'm not preaching again. Stand up. I can see you are tired. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Stand up, stand up. Who's trying to laugh with this? They teach now. They look at me and say that they waste my time. I sit down 1 minute. Thank you. Sit down. I give you two examples. And I love those examples. And I'll close with that. Eli. 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 13. I'm talking of addiction for God. Hi! I've taught this separately. And I'll keep teaching it tomorrow. Eli is one man I love. Eli loved God crazy. Hi. Look up. And when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside, watching. What is the next thing you saw there? Everybody, for what? His heart did what? Ha! Do you understand what he said? There was a panting for his presence. Let me explain what keeps people sanctified. It is fear to lose God's presence. You have touched the presence and you are afraid to lose the presence. And that's why when you enter a relationship and the boy is trying to defile you, that fear of losing God's presence, they're not here, will make you not to. Eli knew what the ark represented. And the Bible says his heart did what, church? Trembled. Talk to me. He did what? He trembled. Do you understand? Have you had a case that you're expecting something and then your heart starts beating fast? How many of you understand what I'm talking about? The only place Eli's heart was beating fast is God's presence still with us. When last did your heart beat fast if God's presence is still in the church? Eli's heart was not beating fast if they will pay that $1 million loan I applied for. Mm-mm. He wasn't beating fast if he will get the contract. No. His heart was beating fast for what? The ark of the Lord. Have they stolen the ark? Go ahead. Go ahead. And when the man came into the city, he told it, and all the city cried out. And in verse 14, and when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, "What is this noise about?" And the man came in haste and told Ezra. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see, but his heart was still panting for God. And in verse 16, quickly, young man, help me. And the man said to Eli, "Are you here? Are you here at all?" The man said to Eli, "I am he that came out of the army. I fled out there of the army." And he said, "What is there done, my son?" Verse 17. And the messenger answered, "Israel did what? Israel is fled before the Philistines. There have been also a great what? Slaughter among the people." Are you here? Everybody, listen, please. You need to follow this story. These two words were not said at the same time. Are you following me? "And your two sons also, who? Ophni and Phinehas, are dead. Now please, let them be commanded." When he heard his two sons, these are the people that will inherit him, these are the people that will take over from him. When he heard it, Eli did not react. You're not here at all. His ears were still straining. What of where? The ark. Hey, Eli, your two sons have died. No cry, no sorrow. You were still waiting to hear about what? How do you know, Pastor? Give me the next verse. You will see it there. And he came to where? When he mentioned what? What happened? That is when they say your two sons died, he was still standing. And still saying, "Lord, let nothing happen to the ark."
Even if my sons have got no issues. But let nothing happen to the ark. Let nothing happen to the ark. When last did you see that? See, sons is too high a matter. That we have set up buildings here, and then your own shop was here, church was here, and they say fire is burning, and you heard your shop is burnt, and you say, what about the church? You were not here anymore. Maybe I understood it myself. Maybe you don't understand what I'm teaching. You didn't begin to cry, my shop. Oh! The next question is, what of the church? Okay, I say your house don't burn. What of church? You won't find such people again, sir. There are very few. There are very few. If their own is okay, church can take care later. Not Eli. My two sons can go, not the ark. If ark is gone, there's nothing to live for. I die now, and he died. Immediately they say, ark is taken. He said, nothing, no hope again. Once presence is gone, there's nothing. If presence is there, maybe sons can still come alive. But presence is gone, nothing is remaining. I die. I pray you get what I saw. I saw this many years ago. And it made me understand how a man can love God more than himself. How a man can love God more than anything else. More than ministry. Some people take ministry from them, you're taking everything from them. No, sir. I have a personal walk with my father. Very enjoyable personal walk with him. That being a pastor doesn't affect. Remove me as pastor, it doesn't change it. Rise to your feet. I would have shared the other ones. Let me leave it. Rise to your feet. Rise. Rise to your feet. Look at me, everybody. What did Peter see? That prison was not enough to discourage his heart. And why are you discouraged by little things? What did Peter see and say, I will die? What did Paul see? What did Jesus tell them? Some say doctrine. Some say teaching. There's something he taught them that we don't know. And to me, that is real doctrine. Doctrine is not all this theology, no theology. There are things that these people had by revelation. In 1 minute, can you ask the Lord, teach me about you? See, what Peter knew, and he said, to whom shall we go? What Peter knew, and Jesus said, you will not die ordinary death. You will die death that will glorify you. And at the point of death, he turned upside down. What did you tell this man? What made this man mad and crazy? Look at me, everybody. Did you see anywhere they are talking of fornication? Lie. Those are cheap. Those are low levels. Envy. Jealousy. He didn't talk to me. He didn't greet me. You are going nowhere. See? Aish. What a baby life. Lift your hands and say, Father, speak to me. There is something I don't know yet. What will steer my passion for God? What will steer my addiction for God? Father, speak to me. Father, teach me your ways. Father, show me your ways. They saw something. There are teachings that will bring addictions. There are teachings. There are revelations that will bring addiction. I want to be crazy for God. I want to run after God. I want to run after God. Show me, Lord. Shaka pa 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 pa
Amen.
Tonight, can we take a decision to love God more than anything else? If you are not ready, no problem. But this is 30 days we have been on. Nothing takes the first place but God. I read the scripture early in life, and it enabled me to give up many things early. I say this, I lie not. It is difficult for me. I have reached a stage that I can't tell God no. Is somebody hearing me? When God places a what? A demand. I don't know how to tell him no. I don't know how to argue with him. I don't know how to reduce what he's looking for. He said, give me 10 hours. I say, I only have 2 hours. No. If he can't get all, then he will get nothing. Matthew chapter 10, in verse 37. He that loveth his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Go and write it somewhere. Let this scripture burn your heart. I hope you know that there is no property bigger than a son. Except you are an occultic person. Is there any property you have more than a son? God forbid bad thing. They capture your son. They say, give us your car. And you are talking too much. My car. You say, take the car. And he said, if I buy another one, come and take. Give me my son. So Jesus Christ touched the center of our hearts. Father, mother, and who? Son, daughter. If you love these ones more than me, you are not worthy. But some of us here, even money. We love money more than we love Jesus. I'm not joking. There are jobs we do we love more than we love who? Love Jesus. So where do I begin to deal with us now? In 1 minute or two, I want you to take a decision. Put something in my heart. I'm lost of prayer points. But I'm sure you heard me when I talked to you this evening. Can you talk to God? Let nothing stand between me and you anymore. Let nothing stand between me and you anymore. Not a vision, not an ambition, not money, not man, not woman. If you love father, mother above me. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me shock all of us. I started learning that early. How many of you know that? Look at me, everybody. Be very sincere. If maybe we have a prophet offering to give, and you're giving Pastor Kai prophet offering, and I know that when you bring it, it's not in an envelope. How many of you here will give me 15 naira? Sincerely. Let me see your hand. I mean, what's that? 50. Okay, 100 naira. That's what you will give me. They say, give prophet offering. That is once a month. You give me 100 naira out of 200. Okay, maybe 1,000. How many of us here give God in an offering 1,000? Just check. You take 1,000. 2,000. I like that. 2,000. 2,000. 4,000. 5,000. Eh? At once. Listen. What I'm saying this is this. Not that 1,000 is big. Some people are still very stingy. What they say is 1,000 is nothing. I'm not saying it's big. But what I'm saying is that don't give to man what you can't give to God. Are you hearing me? Because something tells you that the man, Pastor Kai, or any other apostle, any other person you give money to, will recognize and say you gave him a big sacrifice. But you have never given it to who? To God. When it's time for offering, you give him 20 naira. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, there is place for prophet offering. But I'm saying that God's offering must be more than what you give a man.
So if you have issues of 20 naira, daddy, this is not about money now.
Okay, I stop. I heard a heart saying, daddy, this is not money. I stop.
But you see, if there's anything God will first fight in your life, it's money. Go and check the Bible. That's the first thing he dealt with. He said, you cannot serve how many? Two masters. So he's saying that when it comes to, it's either you submit God to money or you submit money to God. Lift your hands. Say, Father, an addiction that makes your kingdom priority. You're not hearing me now. An addiction that makes your kingdom a priority. I won't do my own and your own is sleeping. No. I will not be doing my own and your own is sleeping. No. Your agenda must come first. If you pray it, you pray it. If you don't want to pray, don't pray. But I will so close now. Let grace be released to love God. To love God. In Jesus' name, lift your hands. Say, Father,
grace
to defend your kingdom.
To defend your kingdom.
Grace to defend the truth.
To defend the truth.
Anywhere I am.
That
grace is released now.
Yes,
open your mouth.
Grace.
When people are saying just
Grace.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And I mean this one. If you are in a place they are talking nonsense, talking rubbish, tell them it's wrong. If your silence means you approve of it, you wrote, actually is an indictment for them to talk nonsense in your presence. I'm not joking. If you have not reached a stage where you are entering a place, you are talking rubbish, you came in. Stanley is coming. Everybody, quiet. Stanley is coming. Not that when you came, they amplified it because you have been talking with them too. But that is reversing today. You will open your mouth and say, no, you don't speak that way. They want to mock Jesus. You say, you can't do that. May God put a holy violence in our spirit for God.
Amen.
A craziness for God.
Amen.
Listen to me. I'm not saying you should fight anybody with your hand. Hey. Somebody say, I will be able to give answers for what I believe. The hope I have, I will be able to tell people without being timid. First Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 1:15. Want to go? 15, quickly, so that I can close. Shantia. That is in you with how? Now the word fear there is not that you are trembling for, you are trembling, you have not been proud, not that you are afraid of the people. You are able to give what church an answer, but not with fight. Are you hearing me? You may look gentle, but you are still saying Jesus is the Lord. You don't come to a point and say, hey, I know he's one of the prophets. They asked a pastor on CNN, is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? He says he's not sure. He has a big church. If I call his name, all of you will know him. He says he's not sure. He couldn't say no. He couldn't say yes. He says he's not sure. On CNN. Because in his church, they have a lot of homosexuals who don't believe fully in Jesus Christ. They are in his church fully. End time. You'll be shocked. Lift your two hands. Both a boldness.
Say boldness to declare, that the truth of the word. Anywhere I am,
the boldness
to declare the truth. Open your mouth and pray. Anywhere I am, the boldness to declare the truth.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hands if you are sitting, stand up. Father, I ask for a mantle of craziness.
Amen.
A restlessness for God.
Amen.
That is a restlessness.
Amen.
A passion that can't be controlled.
Amen.
May our case be like that of the drug addict.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And we are ready to give anything just to be with you. Father, let that mantle drop tonight.
Amen.
Let that injection enter our spirit.
Amen.
Let that injection enter our spirit.
Amen.
A craziness for God.
Amen.
There's a way you'll be crazy. When a man wants to defile you as a young sister, you will shout and slap and kick. Are you mad? You want to defile this body? Not the one you are doing, smell. Don't touch me here. Don't touch me there. What are you talking about?
I pray for a rugged spirit that will resist evil, that will resist the enemy in the name of Jesus.
You will never give the enemy a foothold. You'll be crazy for God. 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 Father, give him what I have. 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 I release you now. Take what I have, young man. Elente, over Tivland. Be crazy for God. I release fire on you. Be crazy for God. Elatash, it's on you already.
Take it.
Shalan, tell ya. Crazy for God. In the midst of your people, you will stand straight and keep declaring that Jesus is Lord. I anoint you like Paul the Apostle. Kayeteash, go and take over Benue State. Take over Tivland. Do wonders among your people. In Qatar, what I pray for one, I pray for all. Wonders. Elateash. If you are a team person here, come. Every team person, come. A labreketa, any team person, come. A fire, no matter how they resist you, I put fresh fire on you. I put fresh grace on you. Boldness of Peter, take. Shatter. Take it, Bishop, take. Satan, take. Help the boy. Shaletia, Elanatash. Elanatash, I declare you will be different. I declare you will be different. You will resist evil. You will resist evil. Lift your hand one more time. And let me shock you. Kingdom additions are product of addictions. Don't forget. I'm not making you do things that are for nothing. Anyone that gives up land, gives up mother, gives up father. Did you read in your Bible? Say, shall they receive how many times? 100 times. Where? In this life and then in the eternity to come. Lift your hand. Say, Father, I surrender. All I am, all I have, all I will become, they are yours and your kingdom. Do it again. Say, Father, all I am, all I have, all I will become, they belong to your kingdom. They belong to you and your kingdom. Can you pray that prayer as you take communion? Enter a covenant walk with God. All I have, all I am. Father, I hold nothing back. I am sold out. I am sold out. Everything about me belongs to you. Kayatash, I am your property. I am yours. All I am. All I am. Shande Paradas. Can you lift your hand? Say, Father, I refuse to compromise. Oh, you are saying it like three people. I wish you know what I'm praying for you. I refuse to compromise. I will stand my ground. I will stand my ground. No matter the pressure, I will not compromise. Father, they have confessed this. Let the blood of Jesus empower them. Let the Holy Ghost empower them. Let the blood empower them. Let the Holy Ghost empower them. Let the blood empower them. Let the Holy Spirit empower you. You will not compromise. In the name of Jesus.